Hello.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I don't really need to introduce our next guest, Cara Delevingne. She's the face of today. She has more Twitter followers than President Obama, though less, I realize today, than her friend who's in the audience somewhere, Kendall Jenner. And we could go into that later. And Cara, we're going to go straight in here. It's amazing how somehow you have been one of those faces that encapsulates the time. But I want to go straight back to the beginning, because what happened before modeling? How did it all get going? I mean, what was going on with you, for example, when you were 15?
Okay, so I'm going to go back, but before I do that, I'm just going to give a quick summary of what I want to talk about, my main points. So I had to take my shoes off because I'm bloody scared. What I want to say is, through growing up, what I've discovered is that this world is a very vast, a very wonderful and beautiful one, and there are so many things to discover. But the most important journey I think all of us will go through is the journey in ourselves, to find our truth, to find who we are and what makes us happy. And in our culture, we are told that if we're beautiful, if we're skinny, if we're successful, famous, if we fit in, if everyone loves us, that we'll be happy. But that's not entirely true. And this is what I want to talk about, basically. I'm going to start with a poem that I wrote when I wasn't very happy. I actually wrote this a year ago, but again, as if you know depression, it comes back. It's a reoccurring thing that you can't really sort away. Anyway, who am I? Who am I trying to be? Not myself, anyone but myself. Living in a fantasy to bury the reality, making myself the mystery, a strong facade disguising the misery. Empty but beyond the point of emptiness, full to the brim of fake confidence, a guard that will never be broken because I broke a long time ago. I'm hurting, but don't tell anyone. No one needs to know. Don't show all you've failed. Always okay, always fine, always on show. The show must go on. It will never stop. The show must not go on, but I know it will. I give up. I give up giving up. I am lost. I don't need to be saved. I need to be found. Basically, it's kind of just the same reoccurring thing of, not knowing who you are and feeling lost.
And that's really, in one sense, I think, must be why you're incredibly popular, because that's a kind of a feeling of alienation that a lot of young people have, whether they're a model or not these days.
Yeah, and I think, again, so yeah, this started when I was about 15 years old. I was at school. I really wanted to do well at school to please my parents, to please my family. I didn't really care that much about school because I knew I was never going to be very good at it. I think I pushed myself so far, got to the point where I had a bit of a mental breakdown.
Were you clever at school or stupid?
I was one of those people that just did enough work.
Lazy.
But again, I have very bad learning disabilities, though. If you look at my writing, it's not good at all. It's probably like a 9-year-old boy, if you know what that looks like. But I was, just pushing past. So I got to the point where I went a bit mad. I was completely suicidal, didn't want to live anymore. I thought that I was completely alone. I also realized how lucky I was and what a wonderful family and wonderful friends I had, but that didn't matter. I wanted the world to swallow me up, and nothing seemed better to me than death, which is completely insane.